Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I'm Jordan Shambly, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cedra Sarton.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm great. I'm still adjusting sounds over here. I thought I had it, okay. And then I realized I'm like, I can't really hear you that well.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can hear you, obviously. We're in the same room. Mm-hmm. We're right across from each other.
Right.
There's like a table between us. But you're sitting in here, so it's like I wasn't paying attention because I can hear you.
Right, yeah.
But I didn't realize, I'm like, I'm not hearing you through my headphones.
Right. Well, for those of you who don't know, Cedra is actually running the mixing board for this whole show.
Yeah, it's so much work. Can you tell?
Yeah, all those buttons. And
all these buttons. Knobs and stuff. I push a couple buttons and turn us on.
Yeah, usually it doesn't take that much, you know, throughout the show. So you're able to carry on a conversation and still manage and
I've done plenty with live radio as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it gets scary.
I know. That's a nightmare. I would never want to do that.
So I remember when I first, when I started working here and gained a full-time position and started working in radio, it was most, you know, it's all behind the scenes things. And I was a call screener at first.
Right.
Would be my job. So for the ones calling in and they're calling in to talk on the air, that you would call and talk to me. And I would also be the one to call the guest first, the show host, and get them on and things like that. And you know, you always want to continue to learn. You like the more you know how to do, the more irreplaceable you are.
Right? Exactly. There's a strategy.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So I kind of came up and I'm like, would you like me to start learning how to board op?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if nothing else, I could be a fill-in.
Sure.
Or if, you know, something happens and one person has to run, I can sit in, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and you'll be like, I don't know if I can fire her. She knows how to do everything. But I remember sitting there and during live radio and being taught how to operate all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I told the person teaching me that I did not like it.
Right.
And I would not like it because it was so scary. Because I'm like, I am one button away from ruining this live radio program. And all these people are listening and they're going to be so mad at me. And then, you know, there's just all these moving parts. But once you get used to it, it's really not bad. But I was scared to death.
Well, I think, too, there was a time where there was an added layer of complexity because we were also doing video on top of just the audio mixing.
Yeah.
So there was a whole bunch of other stuff you had to
do. Well, I didn't have to do that.
Oh, so okay. Well, good.
I actually had just started learning how to do that when they decided to scrap the way we were doing video. Of course, now we have a lot of ones who like live stream.
Yes.
So you can watch on Facebook.
On Facebook,
and
definitely.
We also have a streaming app. Mm-hmm. So you can go to AFA Streaming. You can look up AFA Streaming. I believe you can look it up in the App Store. But if not, you can. I know you can look it up online.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go to AFA.net, you can find all the stuff we're doing, including the streaming app, the Stan magazine, our news, AFN, and of course, AFR.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of moving parts here, so you can just find everything there.
Absolutely. And while you're there watching those live streams, be sure to shout out the person running the board.
Yeah.
Tell them Cedra said hey.
Because it is, because it's scary. It's,
you know,
and the guys around here, a lot of them have been doing it for long enough. They're kind of used to it, and it's just like
the second nature. Routine.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot going on. There's a show host calling for clips. You got to make sure the guest that's getting on gets on at the correct time and all that kind of stuff. And then you also, if you're taking calls, you have to make sure that the people calling in don't say something they're not supposed to on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
And for the ones listening, we have a delay
that
we can run. So we can, if they do say something, we can hit, dump that.
There's a bit of a buffer of time that you can
to keep, just a small delay, just a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's just like what if I don't hit that in time and that word goes over the air? And
the board ops, they are the unsung heroes of radio production. And I think absolutely shout out to them. And if you're watching those live streams, send a thank you to them in the chat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not me. I'm doing pre-recorded. I can just cut out anything we mess up during editing. So.
Right. Yeah, well, that was a good shout out for all of the streaming platform and everything. That was completely unplanned, but I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, a lot of what I say is unplanned, I think.
That's all right.
So,
but we do have a plan for this discussion.
Thought it out.
Yes, you did. And you know what? It was a good thing, too, because, you know, we talk about share truth and apply scripture, a key component of that.
That is the name of this podcast.
Exactly. And the key component of that is scripture. And you can't, you know, share and apply scripture unless you spend some time in it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Mm-hmm. The struggles surrounding spending time in scripture, some of the heart issues that might reveal, and how to overcome some of those challenges. I think this is very important, especially for our generation. And I know we talk to everyone here on this show, but I think too, while we're having these conversations, our heart is really for people, younger Christians. So when I say that, I kind of mean Christians who are leaving high school and then moving out into the real world, becoming adults, yeah. Getting careers, starting families, all that great stuff.
Yeah, welcome. It's not what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's a ride, definitely. But our hearts are really for them, and I think this is a great conversation to have because as your life becomes more and more complicated,
mm-hmm.
From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, it can be very, very difficult to invest that time and energy into really digging into the Word in a way that's meaningful.
Yeah.
And I know there's no end of the apps and everything that are very helpful for this. And one of the ones that I have the ESV app, and it has a really nifty thing where it just reads the Bible to you. And I've really enjoyed doing that lately, sitting there and listening to the Bible being read as a spoken word. And I've really benefited from that. But it can be very difficult as you move into a more complicated part of life. If kids are in the picture, especially,
you know,
oh my goodness. From the moment I wake up, it's like, okay, you know, like there's not really a time where you can just set aside and just sit down quietly. That just not exists.
I guess I'm still like, I mean, I do understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my daily thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean I have a cat. You tasted a little bit of that.
Yeah. I have a niece and a couple nephews. Mm-hmm. And so I spend as much time with them as I can. And
mm-hmm.
and I did live with my sister and my brother-in-law and their family for a period.
Yeah.
Between one apartment and the house I'm in now.
Right.
And so I was used to getting to sleep all night.
Mm. That sounds nice.
My roommate for the time was still three, my nephew.
Yeah.
About to turn four. And I wasn't used to someone waking me up at 5 a.m. asking if he could watch Coco Melon.
Oh, exactly.
That was a new thing for me.
That's a great way to start the day. Yeah.
And I'm just like, shh. Now I'm just used to a cat screaming at my door until I get up and feed her. So.
Well, yeah, similar, but a little bit different. But
it's
yeah.
way different. It's not the same. But I mean, I realize it is busy. It mm-hmm. does make things difficult. Mm-hmm. And then that just goes to, this is, sometimes you just have to do it. You just have to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're busy or not, and take time to read.
Right. And I like one of the notes that you put down here for us to talk about is how our treatment of the Word of God really reflects how we treat Jesus in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a good comparison, too, because the Bible often calls Jesus Christ the Word. He is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that if you pick up your, you know, New King James Version Bible, you're picking up Jesus. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying that the Word of God, there is a correlation there. And I think Jesus came to reveal the truth, and His Word is God's Word. And so how we treat the Word of God and how we give it a place in our life really does kind of reveal maybe some, you know, where our hearts are when it comes to our devotion to the Lord. Now, thank the Lord that He has so much grace and mercy, and that a Christian can go a length of time without reading the Word, and God's not like, well, I'm going to drop you. You know, obviously, you're not treating me very well.
Now, but I don't think, I know from just past experience,
mm-hmm.
that doing that does not mean you're just going to get away with it.
No.
I find that there's periods of time in my life, after I became a true believer, after mm-hmm. I truly surrendered myself to Christ, that God doesn't just leave me in that.
Yeah.
Because I don't just feel bad. Like, I feel like, oh, I feel so bad. I haven't read my Bible. Like, I really, it starts to just not sit well in my heart. Like, I can start feeling the difference.
Yeah.
And when things aren't going well, I start, you know, and I'm having issues with my attitude.
Yeah.
Which, you know, never. I would never have issues with my attitude. No. But when I do start having those kind of issues, I'm like, I haven't read my Bible today. And I like, and yesterday I did like a quick little read, but I'm not spending time sitting and really reflecting on the words that I'm reading.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there you go.
Yeah. And I mean, the time that you would do that, if you're not actively dipping into the word, the time that you would have spent doing that is filled up with something else. And oftentimes those things that we're filling our mind with in that empty space that the Word of God should be occupying are not helpful. And look, I'm not saying that you're over there, you know, watching horrible things and, you know, just filling your mind with absolute filth. But just the stuff that you come into contact with on a day-to-day basis, if you listen to the news, for instance, if you are filling your mind with every horrible thing that's happening in the world, and there's no part of your mind has been fully given to the Word of God in that day, then my goodness, how bad is that for you mentally and spiritually?
God, here's the thing. If you read Scripture like you should, you'll find God doesn't just call you to not do bad. He calls you to do good.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, like, here's these sins, stay away from them, don't do. But He also calls you to work.
Right.
Work. And obviously you can't earn your salvation.
Right.
But when you have given your life to Christ and He does save you, now that you've got work to do and studying, it falls under that. Studying so you can truly know Christ. And so here's something that I've seen, sermon clips and things like that I have watched, and like, I'll listen to certain ones, not naming names, but there's some good ones, like really good.
Yeah.
There's really good pastors out there that I enjoy listening to. But there are some, and I'm like, listen, I'm like, that doesn't sound like what I have read.
Right.
And so I'll go back and I'll read, and I'm like, no, they're a little off on that. And you know what? I wouldn't catch that.
That's a good point.
Had not been studying myself.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't have caught it. I wouldn't question it. And that's how you have so many people in places of power within the church. And I don't mean the church,
but I mean
the church as in this building. You know, they're in a big building. They're preaching. People are like sharing their stuff, and it's very heretical.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they have such big amounts of people, large amounts of people in their churches giving money and stuff? Because these people are getting all of their substance from this pastor and not doing their own studying.
Yeah. Yeah. And reading the Bible is a safeguard against lies. And like you said, how could you recognize something as heresy if you are unfamiliar with what the truth is?
Yeah.
Look, we're all going to have denominational differences. And,
obviously,
you know, I don't think that somebody who's in another denomination from me is a heretic. You know, we do have the Bible to teach us and the Holy Spirit as well to engage with us and teach us what the truth is. And when something falls not just out of our denominational, you know, doctrine, but out of Orthodox Christianity altogether, which happens so often. And it's going to be hard to recognize that if you aren't familiar with what the Bible actually says.
There are a lot of things that sound really good, and they sound like they could be right. I mean, what, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, but then I'll go through and it stops. It's like my heart skids, stops, and is like, let's turn around and look at that one more time.
Right.
And there was a time in my life when I didn't do that so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I really fell into the you are enough crowd.
Yeah.
Some people are going to get mad at me. The whole point of Christianity is you are not enough.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You needed Jesus to save you. Mm-hmm. If you were enough, he wouldn't have had to come and die. You are not enough. That is the point.
Right.
The point is you're not enough, but God accepts you anyway. Mm-hmm. Whole thing. But you would fall into that, you know, like that crowd of like, you're enough. God loves you.
Yeah.
Like yeah, God loves me. But what does that actually mean? And you know, I didn't question that as much until I started diving into the word myself.
Right. Yeah, so that kind of self-help Christianity.
The self-help Christianity,
Christianity, where the Bible, I mean, if you read it at all, you sort of have like a lens, right, that you read it through. And it's, I have this problem, you know, I have low self-esteem. I want to go to the Bible and I'm going to cherry pick something out that sounds really good and makes me feel really good about myself. I see that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that before.
I know I have.
There are certain parts of the Bible where you're like, I'm not going to read that part because I don't want to feel.
That
I don't want.
Hurts my
yeah,
feelings.
That hurts my feelings. That steps on my toes. That convicts me. Heaven forbid that we should be convicted about something.
Ooh.
but going to the verses where it's easy to turn them into something that makes us feel good about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what that's doing is we were just making ourselves into an idol, right? We're turning our feelings and our identity into something that we're worshiping. Anything that takes the focus off of Jesus, off of God, and puts it onto you as the primary focus, you're either already in heresy or you're very, very, very dangerously close to it.
You're on that
line. Because anytime the Bible focuses on you as a person, as a human being, it's either as someone who is in desperate need of salvation or as someone who, you know, has nothing to claim that is good about themselves, and all good things about you comes from God. So even when the Bible focuses on you, it actually is focusing on God.
Yeah.
So that is something to be aware of. And I think, too, you know, that is a way that you could actually read the Bible, even read the Bible often, and still not be engaging with the Holy Spirit and not be engaging with the words in a very constructive way. If you're really going through the Bible and sort of just like selecting your favorite things, I feel like that's something that a lot of people can fall into, and we need to be very careful about that kind of thing.
Well, here's the thing. Something you would learn from Scripture is that even Satan knows the Scriptures.
That's a good point.
Even Satan knows the Word of God and what it says.
Right.
And of course, there was the time when Jesus was fasting for 40 days, and Satan came to him.
Mm-hmm.
Using his own, like using the words of God,
right,
to try to convince Jesus to bow and worship him, and or just do this or just do that. Here's what Scripture says, and Jesus turned around and he said, "Also, since these are my words, you know, you know, because you can take a little bit of Scripture and make it say something that you want it to say,
right?
Again, that goes back to the heretical preachers. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll preach things that sound good.
Right.
They don't sound bad to you if you don't think too hard on it. And I have fallen into that plenty of times. And then, and once you really get in and you start diving into the Word every day.
Yeah.
And that's every single day. This is me talking to me, too.
Right, right.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just, it gets easier because you start finding that your heart and your mind are turning a little bit.
Yeah.
You're conditioning yourself.
Right.
With the words of God.
Mm, that's good. Yeah, and I do think it's an important thing, too, is we're not saying that you have to, have a study where you go in, you shut the door, and you spend 4 hours in deep, you know, meditation and reading all the commentaries and, you know.
Maybe there are some people that can do that.
If you can do that, amazing.
I probably should be able to do that, considering that I just have to worry about me.
Right.
For you out there with kids, I totally understand.
Right.
Because I have met children.
Right. But your Scripture reading, that can look like a lot of different things. I know I mentioned earlier, I listen to an audio Bible.
Yeah.
And that has been really, really good for me.
And that's not just helpful time-wise. That's helpful for people with certain conditions who mm-hmm. can't, like maybe you can't see.
Exactly.
Maybe you can't see very well, and it's a strain on your eyes to sit and mm-hmm. read. But if you have an audio Bible,
right,
that's a really good option to help you out.
And what I've found, too, with that particular thing is if I'm listening to it and there's no verse breaks, there's no chapter breaks, you know, and so, like, you're listening to just the complete logical flow of thought, it is very different experience. And one thing I was thinking, too, is, like, that's how the early church experienced the Bible mm-hmm. for the first time. They didn't have copies of the Bible in every church. They had one person who had one epistle, and they would read it.
Yeah,
and that
to
was
the
how,
group of people.
To the group of people, and that was how the early church, and even from much of the Old Testament, how they received Scripture. So, like I said, like it can look very different for different people. The Bible doesn't prescribe a rigid set of rules as to this is the way you are to read the Bible every day, or however often you are able to. I think God gives us the grace to be able to read the Bible and engage with it in a way that works for our day-to-day lives. And I do think, though, it does require putting the effort in and making sure you do have that time where you are actually engaging with the Word. Even if it's brief, I think that's better than not being able to do it at all, because there are some people out there who do not have any time in their day, and it's just whatever little moments they can snatch. Those moments can turn into encounters with God if you open your Bible or pull up your app and put your headphones in and just carry on with your day and listen to the Word. I think it can look like a lot of different things.
Yeah. I used to have a little bit of a longer drive to work. Mm-hmm. So I was driving about 45 minutes each way. I did that for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And that hour and a half mm-hmm. Was just my time.
Yeah.
And so I would listen to sermons. I would mm-hmm. listen to audio Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I would pray. That was my time.
Right.
And and then if you got to use your lunch break.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to do to make sure that you are feeding yourself,
mm-hmm.
like not just physically, but mm-hmm. but spiritually.
Yeah.
Then do that.
Yeah.
You probably do like my sister and my brother-in-law. They sit with the kids and the kids are used to having Bible reading.
Yeah.
At some point, usually before they go to bed, they'll sit down and read. And my brother-in-law will read to them.
Yeah.
Which these kids sometimes are like, what? Because they're all under the age of five.
Yeah. And so, like, our strategy for that, me and my wife, we have these like little children's Bible storybooks. They're not necessarily actual Bibles, but they do, you know, faithfully recount some of the more well-known Bible stories.
Yeah.
And then we use those as springboards into, like, conversations. Yeah, they are a little too young at this point to crack open Leviticus and sit there and listen to the ceremonial law and get much out of it. But we can talk about David and Goliath and have a really great conversation about that. And that's been really wonderful. And, I mean, I'm at work most of the time. My wife has been really, really good at that, is incorporating that into their daily homeschool routine. It's been good to have those kind of conversations with them. And that kind of thing, it can look like a lot of different things. Like, some people will be like, no, 4-year-old, we're going to sit down, we're going to read the King James Version. And that's fine. Whatever works for you and your family. But the point is, I think that having the Bible and having that be a constant presence throughout your day-to-day life, I think, is a very important thing. Even if you don't see, even if it's very tedious, and it will be, and even if you don't see results, you know, right off the bat, that's not really the point. The point isn't that your life is going to get better because you're reading the Bible more. I think the point is that you're going to know God better because you're reading the Bible
and
more.
And it's important for you, and it's even more important for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that as somebody who, my mom had me in church mm-hmm. every time the doors were open.
Right.
And I was in Sunday school, and I was part of scripture memory groups and Bible bees and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. and those verses, like, even through growing up and not being godly in my teen years and till God finally, you know, got a hold of me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Those scriptures are still with me. Like, even if I didn't want to understand, even if I didn't want it, they were there.
Yeah.
And then when I got older, I find they come to me so much easier when I need them. Like, yeah,
exactly. So. Same here. That's my experience. I mean, my mom and dad were very faithful in reading the Bible to us. My mom would read a psalm to us every day. And so, like, even now, there will be times where I'll, you know, hear a phrase and it'll immediately bring a scripture to mind. And I'll be like, okay, I vividly remember this. And a lot of them had songs to them too. And the tune will come to mind. You mentioned
right now I'm singing 1 John 4:7-8.
Right. You know,
beloved, let us love one another.
Yeah.
That we had a little song with that one. I'm not going to start singing it because that's not going on the radio, but
that'll be in the bonus features.
We'd had that song where we sang those verses. And right now that's playing in my mind.
Well, you mentioned like a Bible study group, and I think that's a great point too, is that having accountability goes a long way when it comes to even personal Bible study. What I've seen, and my wife has done this, is like she has that Marco Polo app where she and a group of ladies from our church will growing through a book or a part of the scripture.
Oh, word.
And
I'll have to add her on that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And they'll discuss what they read that day. But again, like that kind of accountability and helping each other along is that iron sharpens iron effect that is you know, throughout the scripture and throughout the church. And I think it's really, really good to not do this by yourself and to have somebody come along with you, because Christianity is not a walk that you do by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we just have like 10 seconds left. Again, we mentioned it at the beginning of this episode, but you can go to AFR.net and you can see everything else that AFR has to offer.
And if you want to listen to past shows that we've done, it is also there. You can go to AFR.net and find the podcast.
Absolutely. And we hope that encourages you in walk with the Lord. And until next week, everybody, continue to share truth and apply scripture.